Welcome to Support After Abortions podcast. My name is Nathan Masserian, and I'll be hosting a dedicated series called Men Healing from Trauma. In our culture, men are not validated who've experienced trauma through miscarriage, pregnancy loss, or even abortion. Through this series, you'll hear firsthand experiences. You'll also hear from clergy, clinicians, and experts in the field of healing to provide practical ways that both men and women can heal from the impact of abortion. Thank you for joining us. This is Support After Abortion, Helping Men Heal from Trauma podcast. This series is designed to help men who've experienced trauma walk through the steps of healing. Today, we have a really special guest. I'm so glad to have Janine Marone with us. She's also the board chair of Support After Abortion.
In this fourth study, we added a few deeper questions, and one of them is, whose decision was it to have the abortion? And again, to our surprise, in our culture, which says it's all men, we learned that nearly 45% said they didn't have a voice in the decision. And 50% said it was hers or someone else. Only less than 5 or 6% said that it was theirs alone. What a surprise that we had. So 50% of the men said they sought help after the loss, and most of them did it within the first 2 years. Again, we asked the verbatim questions, which is what did they say afterwards? And we're learning that men were not finding the relief or the closure that they needed from this significant loss in their lives.
One of the things the study brought out is to understand when men are looking for healing, what sort of programs are they open to? And maybe you could speak to some of the research.
Well, one of the questions the question that we asked on that, would they be interested in a faith-based or a non-faith-based program? And the reason for asking that is most of what we offer in our universe of healing programs for women are faith-based programs. What we found out from men is that it didn't matter, that it could be a faith-based or a non-faith-based program. Again, another answer to many that was highlighting this need, this demand for a healing, some kind of healing apparatus, healing program, healing process that can occur after this abortion decision. Because right away, we know they're going right to a friend and they are looking for help online for their abortion.
That's right. And when you talk about online, they are doing Google searches, looking for abortion loss, shame after abortion, hurting from abortion. Now, we also learned some things about their demographic in terms of their being faith-based, being pro-life or pro-choice. Speak to some of the demographic insights you've learned.
Well, we have learned that when, at least from the women's side anyway, that women that have had abortions are less likely to go to religious services. That's not the case with men. Hmm. They are much more likely to be pro-life than their counterpart, and they are much more likely to be attending religious services. Both of those, I think, we found as being remarkable, but it points to the likelihood that, like they said, they weren't a part of the decision. The decision was taken away from them. And trust me, from these verbatims, there's a lot of anger associated with that. So when we see angry men related to abortion, it's not because they had the abortion, but they couldn't prevent it. So this is remarkable in terms of what it is saying about our culture and men's role in the abortion decision, counter to what we're hearing from the abortion industry.
So one more piece I want to bring out, then we're going to look forward about what do we do with the insights we've learned. There was a particular set of insights that had a very high percentage, and that was also very similar to women. Can you speak to the level of privacy that was requested?
Oh, so thank you for reminding me. And I think this is so important. Over 80% of the men said that they would prefer anonymity when it came to any kind of healing program. That's very similar to what women said. That's not necessarily what our industry has, however. Mm-hmm. Bible studies and retreats are done with other men or women in a somewhat non-private setting, you're seeing each other. Mm-hmm. So that's a very important part of this research. And I failed to say this earlier, but unlike women, men are very likely to want help or want to talk about it right after it happens, and they are younger. 60% of the men who experienced the loss that felt like they could talk to us in this research were between the ages of 25 and 44 years old. And they didn't wait any number of years before they wanted to have that conversation and that level of healing and closure.
That's a very large contrast to what we've learned from the women's research.
I mean, it's hard not to compare them. And I really want to feature and highlight the men. But for me, it's all like comparing it to, well, what did the women say? And it's all I can say is that it's very, very different. It's not what we expected. I don't think it's what you as a listener or as a follower of this are expecting. And it illustrates just a huge opportunity to be that catalyst for change, to address this incredible market that wants to be heard. And we're not doing it.
That is powerful. We have taken that challenge very seriously, as you know very well, and to our audiences who are watching and listening. That's why we've commissioned this very unique podcast series. There will be at least 12 different episodes, which include specific men who've been impacted by abortion, sharing with you their firsthand story, but more than just the impact of abortion, they're sharing their steps to healing. As an organization, Support After Abortion is taking the lead, and we're excited to do something very new. We're announcing it on this podcast that on Saturday, October 16th, we'll be hosting an international virtual conference dedicated to men who are looking for help in the healing process. Now, that does not mean women are not invited. That does mean women are invited. We want you to come and learn and hear the insights from our expert speakers, as well as people firsthand sharing their abortion story. So if you're a program director, a leader, we hope that this information coming in October will inform you to grow, create an options-based approach for healing, and grow your comfort level in impacting men who are looking to be able to go through a healing process. We'll also have experts sharing there are unique ways men heal that are different than women. And we won't go into those details, but typically men need a social activity or a one-on-one experience to get into the experiences that are painful and hurtful. Sometimes, as you said, Janine, full of anger. And so we encourage you to learn more. Follow us at supportafterabortion.com. If you're watching this episode and you've been impacted by abortion and want your voice to be heard, our team of trained experts confidentially will take your call or online form, and we can put you on a path to healing. Janine, thank you so much for giving us some highlights into this research. We're excited together to provide more healing options to impact the millions of men who are ready and are seeking help from an abortion.
I'd kind of like you to use your imagination and imagine if we were able to change the landscape and address men. I can tell you that following the numbers of the number of men that have been impacted by abortion in America, based on what we've learned in this study, that we know that at least 13 million men have been impacted by abortion and would be interested in some kind of healing process for their own personal experience. Use your imagination. The ability to influence 13 million men in healing from their abortion, what kind of change can we make about the demand for abortion in the United States?
Thank you for participating in today's broadcast. If you or someone you know has been impacted by abortion, we are here to help, and you are not alone. Our trained staff will meet you with compassion and confidentiality simply by visiting us at supportafterabortion.com. There you'll find a confidential phone number and contact us, in which our staff are standing by, ready to help you and be of assistance.